Governor Baker acknowledges that his administration is looking for more information about what led to an order for a state trooper to revise an arrest report. The trooper has filed a lawsuit saying that he was forced to eliminate details in the report because the defendant that he arrested is the daughter of a Worcester County judge. The trial court says the judge never reached out to anyone on his daughter's behalf. Joining us to talk about this is WBUR's Steve Brown. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Deb.
So this came to light in a lawsuit that Trooper Ryan Sevior filed against state police commanders, including State Police Colonel Richard McEwen, alleging that last month, Trooper Sevior says he was called in to meet with HOP state police commanders and he was ordered to change the report he wrote when he arrested Ali Bebo for operating under the influence. So, Steve, Governor Charlie Baker reacted to this yesterday. What did he say?
Well, he didn't have too much to say about it. Of course, ultimately, how this plays out will come down to him. State Police Superintendent Richard McKean serves at the governor's pleasure. He was appointed by Governor Baker about 2 years ago. I asked the governor if he still has faith in McEwen.
Well, the first thing I want to do is collect all the facts. I mean, obviously, these are troubling allegations, but I need to spend my time with my team basically reviewing all the information that's available, and I need to do that. And that'll probably take us a couple days.
What we do know at this point is that the defendant, Ali Bebo, is still facing operating under the influence charges. What was removed from the initial report were comments that she made regarding her father being a judge, an apparent offer to the trooper of sex in exchange for leniency.
Hmm. Now, state police did release a statement, and they said, you know, supervisory members of the state police have a responsibility to order any appropriate revisions of arrest reports. And they say that in this particular case, they felt that the revision was only the removal of what they say were, quote, sensationalistic, directly quoted statements by the defendant, which made no contribution to proving the elements of the crimes with which she was charged. So basically, we can revise this. We can take out those comments because they don't have anything to do with what she was arrested for. So what are the state public safety officials saying about this, Steve?
They're saying basically the same thing. I'm hearing that, this is done all the time to revise an arrest report. Although I did speak with a former state trooper afterwards, just casually mentioning it, and he said, no, that never happens. So I'm hearing two different things there. Again, from the public safety office, they said that original language that was in there was not germane. It was outside the scope of the case, and that the language would only intimidate a drug addict. So that's why they changed it. They said more experienced troopers saw that report, saw that the language wasn't the way it should have been written, and the changes were made.
Hmm. Now, in this lawsuit, Trooper Sevior claims that some top state police commanders told him to change this report, and it was under the orders not only of Colonel McEwen, but also of State Public Safety Secretary Dan Bennett. And here's Sevier's attorney, Leonard Keston, and he is explaining why Trooper Sevior objected to changing the arrest report for Ali Bebo. This is what he said.
He treated her as he would anybody else, and apparently the colonel wants connected people treated differently.
Connected because Ali Bebo's father is Dudley District Court Judge Timothy Bebo. So what does the judge or other court officials have to say so far, Steve?
So we haven't heard from Judge Bebo since the suit was revealed just the other day. But the story has been bubbling up on some Worcester area blogs for a few weeks. Judge Bebo told Worcester Magazine, it's a bald-faced lie that I orchestrated it. He went on to say he hadn't spoke with Colonel McEwen for years. Now, it's important to point out that both men did work together. Before Bebo was named a judge in 2010, he was a Worcester County prosecutor, and McEwen was also assigned to the Worcester County DA's office at that time.
Mm-hmm. And we do know that we also have a statement from District Court Chief Justice Paul Dawley, who sent out an emailed statement yesterday saying that Judge Bebo never communicated with or contacted the district attorney, the state police, or any other court officials to discuss this case. And that statement also said that Ali Bebo's case was transferred from Worcester County to Framingham District Court to avoid the appearance of a conflict of interest. And I guess the case is next scheduled for a hearing next week. Is that right, Steve?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to follow this story. WBUR Steve Brown, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Deb.